And we're back. So big changes in the rules. Yes, no, minor.
Yes.
Big.
And so, as you know, anytime the government is going to change rules, they'll post it in the Federal Register.
Yeah, which nobody reads.
Well, there are a few people because there's a lot of comments on this one, but they have a comment period and then they effectuate some sort of a change, supposedly taking into consideration those comments that people post to the Federal Register.
Not like they weren't going to do what they were going to do anyway.
And pretty much. So there are some interesting rule changes that are coming up, and one of these is the way they're going to classify past relevant work. Now, it hasn't been issued yet. It does say that it's going to be issued between now and September 30th, so it is a change that's coming. I'm quite certain they're going to do something. Their proposed rule was that they were going to take the past relevant work period from 15 years back to 5. So what that means in English...
Yeah.
Is whenever you file for disability, they look at the work that you've done in a recent period, 15 years, to see if you acquired any kind of job skills that might allow you to then transition to something else using those job skills.
Okay.
So that's our past relevant work period. By trimming it back to 5 years, it's going to help clients considerably.
Yeah, we're going to say that sounds like a benefit to people that are applying.
It is. Yeah. It's a huge benefit. And so, for example, I had a lady recently, for the last 7 years, she's been doing home health care, home chore type work. Prior to that, she took payments at the sewer company in one of the small counties around here, had a desk job.
Yeah.
Right. And if we look back 15 years, she has office skills that would allow her to do something office-wise relatively physically easy.
Yeah.
Whereas if we looked at 5 years, it's all heavy lifting home chore stuff.
Well, and I think to some extent that makes sense. It's reflective, I suppose, somewhat of our times. I know that the skills that I obtained 15 years ago, a lot of them really aren't relevant today.
Yeah, and that's kind of the argument, right, is that the world has changed enough that a lot of these skills, these jobs no longer exist. And there's some truth to this. We mentioned before, Social Security uses a dictionary of occupational titles, and it essentially is a big book with every job from 1973. And so the program's pretty antiquated in that regard.
Yeah, pager salesman.
Fax
machine operator.
Well, typewriter.
Yeah.
Typist,
yeah,
for that matter.
TV repairman.
Yeah. One that recently came up in a hearing is a felt-backed tile inspector. Well, felt-backed tiles, linoleum, was asbestos-based and was banned in 1983.
Yeah.
But it still exists. Occasionally it comes up. So it is a good thing.
Yeah.
But here's kind of the problem with it. The Congressional Budget Office has looked at this, and over a 9-year period, they're anticipating a $20 billion increase in expenditures by making this one change.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's good. It's going to qualify a lot
more people.
More people
are going to qualify, so it's the program's going to cost more. Sure.
But at a time when we sit around and we hear over and over and over again that the Social Security Administration and the programs are going bankrupt, adding $20 billion of liability that really nobody asked for seems kind of foolish.
We need a better way to collect revenue for the federal government.
Yeah, exactly. Here on tax day, right?
Here on tax day.
But, you know, I'm all for the program changing. To expand eligibility for people, especially people that are 50, 55 plus.
Yeah.
Don't misunderstand me there. But I'm also interested in the government being a good steward of the program so that it continues to exist.
Yeah.
And $20 billion is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. I don't know what that is. It may be a drop in the bucket compared to what they're spending. I have no idea.
It is. But here on tax day, I think you and I would agree that a $20 billion change shouldn't be something that happens casually.
No, it shouldn't. And then, you know, that ultimately that money comes out of your pocket and mine.
It
so
does.
We've got to, you know, we have to account for that.
Yeah, we pay for it all, guys.
Yeah, we sure do. Hey, if you have any questions or if this changes your mind, maybe you thought, well, hey, I got denied before, but now maybe with a rule change, it might make a difference.
Yeah.
Give Rory a call. His number's right there on the screen, 417-812-6698. Be happy to talk to you today.
I would indeed.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week on Disability Guy. Thanks.